Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and this is going to be a fun segment because New York Magazine's annual Reasons to Love New York issue just hit stands this week, and we are joined by David Haskell, senior editor, to talk about all the reasons to love New York. Thank you so much, David, for being here.
Thank you.
And, of course, your magazine is one of the reasons we love New York. But there are so many others, I don't even know where to begin, and we welcome our listeners to call in with theirs, 212-433-WNYC. So I am starting with the Hudson River. And not just the reason that I love New York, the Hudson itself, because I live right on the Hudson. I've got to tell you, it's gorgeous. I mean, this morning, the sun coming up on the buildings, all that. But you say that there were two miracles on the Hudson this year. The whale wasn't even one of them. Okay, remember the whale?
I do.
Okay, that for me was a miracle. There's a whale right here in New York. All right, but that wasn't one of them. I know about Sully, the plane, all the people that were saved. What was the other one?
Well, what we found out is that there were two strangers on the plane. And that
strangers on a plane.
Strangers on a plane. They noticed each other checking in, but weren't seated on the same at the same row. So it was, I guess, you know, they expected it just to be one of those misconnection moments. But as fate would have it, they crashed onto the Hudson River, and you know, that was miracle number one. And
that they were saved.
They were saved. Everyone was saved. Sully made that fantastic landing.
And truly miraculous that they were saved. But then...
But then they didn't even meet... I think they were on different wings of the plane, so they didn't even meet that day. But over the course of the year, there have been some reunions for the passengers on the plane. And at one of the reunions, these two passengers got talking and got to know each other and talked all through the night and are now deeply, madly in love. So the magazine found out about this. They live in near Charlotte. And so we flew them back to New York and brought them back to the scene of the accident.
They're cute.
They are very cute.
You have their picture in the magazine.
It's
worth grabbing the magazine just to see this cute couple.
Right. And we put them on a New York Fire Department boat and floated them down the Hudson. And then we had a photographer on a helicopter taking photographs of them as they went down the Hudson. You can see the photograph in the magazine and then also a pretty cool video clip on our website
and
of how the photo shoot took place.
You rank these reasons, don't you?
Well, we order them.
You order them. Okay, yeah, we don't rank. Ranking's so yesterday.
We don't rank, exactly.
But they're way up there. They're sort of in order. They're kind of number one.
Yeah, once we saw the photograph, we just thought this is a spectacular way to start.
Yeah,
and also,
pretty amazing.
You know, this happened almost a year ago in January was when the crash took place. So,
and the boat's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty. The whole thing's pretty cool. Okay, now I'm dying to jump to my next favorite thing, but I can't because we have a really cool caller.
Okay,
Madeline, who's in Manhattan, has a really cool thing to say. Madeline, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I love what you have to say because I agree with you, but I'm not going to jump your gun. I'm going to let you say it. So go.
When you get on the subway in New York and you look around at the newspapers that everybody's reading, there are at least six different languages mm-hmm. that people are getting their news in.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. That's one of the things I love about New York.
It's very cool. Just the subway itself is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the reasons we used a few years ago, this is the fifth anniversary of our Reasons to Love New York, and a few years ago we just took photographs of what people were reading on, I think it was on the R train or something, and it was amazing. It, you know, not only languages, but just, you know, the books and newspapers and magazines that people choose.
It's pretty cool. I'm a little concerned that with all of this reading online stuff that people do, because now you can read your newspaper on your iPhone,
mm-hmm.
that you won't see that as much over time, not right away.
Possible.
And that's a beautiful part of the culture. Madeline, thank you so much for your call. And now I have to go on to my second favorite thing, which is we insist on perfecting what's already pretty perfect. And your picture is sort of this funky pizza pie that you seem to have created from lots of different pies.
Right. Pizza, but then also hamburgers and hot dogs. We just thought
this
isn't particularly new to 2009, but it seemed very clear this year that our restaurants and chefs had no interest in settling on a pretty perfect burger and instead have created so many different, you know, different kinds. And it's become this own little mania. So we just had fun with that and listed a sampling of some of the variations that that have been taking place over the year?
I've already discovered, and I grew up right here down, I mean, I'm a Bowery girl,
mm-hmm.
and I've already discovered two new pizza places, two new pie places this year that I love. I'm not going to plug them on the radio, but I love them. They're brand new. Can you believe it? Two new ways of doing pizza.
I can believe it. Pizza and burgers.
And now donuts.
And donuts.
I mean, who reinvents the donut? But they've done it.
They're doing it.
Now, we've got another call. Cynical, Sal? Sal? You love being cynical?
Yeah, I'm the cynical caller.
Okay, well, we love that because we're New Yorkers.
I mean, there's a lot to love about New York, but how about the governor? How about the senators? How about our legislature? They're doing such a great job. I mean, really? Sorry to be cynical. Of course, there are the Yankees who buy themselves a World Series every
year. You could be living in Illinois where your former governor would be facing criminal charges.
We did give a shout-out, though, to our governor and our mayor and a few other politicians under the headline because our politicians refuse to quit even when reason might suggest otherwise.
Right.
And, you know, and I think there's a way of looking at their tenacity that, a little tongue-in-cheek can
be. And you have a little montage, a little photo montage mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. some bigger than others. I thought that was interesting how you chose to put some in the foreground and
right.
others way in the background. Okay, 212-433-9692. I like cynical Sal, yeah. The governor. You know, our governor, well, let's move on. I was thinking of our former governor. It's been a big year for scandal, but that's another issue. That's another issue. Okay. Now, I like two stories that were kind of related, but not really. Times Square, that's never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep digging and digging and digging, which mm-hmm. is the Second Avenue subway line, mm-hmm. which never seems to be finished either.
Right.
I mean, those are both fantastic things that I love about New York. Are we ever going to finish either one of those?
Well, I think on the Second Avenue subway front, who knows? But we did find it pretty impressive that all year, in fact, they have been digging. And, you know, if you've been up to Second Avenue in the Upper East Side, you might have noticed it. But, you know, it's kind of exciting. So we contacted the MTA and asked to take a photograph down there. And what they sent in
really, cool.
really makes the case. So that was an exciting way to end the issue.
Yeah.
Times Square, I think the idea there is that we will never stop perfecting that
right.
place.
It's the beauty of it. It's like an art piece that keeps changing.
Exactly. And, you know, the magazine, we ran a piece right before they pedestrianized Broadway, highlighting the conflict and the controversy over that. But at this time, we thought we would celebrate the gumption of the city to do that and how they have so quickly created this new public space. And we celebrated it by asking architects to submit ideas for really strange and innovative and not particularly practical but exciting ways of what we could do with this public space now that it's pedestrianized. Instead of just adding some chairs and repaving it, is there something really exciting we can make? And so we published three suggestions from three firms. One that had designed the High Line field operations, one that's designing Governor's Island, West 8, and then an architecture firm called BIG in Europe.
And maybe next year, whatever comes of it will be part of the issue again, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now let's take a look at Beth. Beth is in the East Village. A very cool thing she loves about New York, too, Beth.
Yeah, hi. We live on the Lower East Side, and we're not Jewish, but we live in a building that has a Shabbos elevator, which I just love. And my daughter, Alice, who's 7, you know, I mean, she gets exposed to this, and it's great. But can I also say one other thing? Last week, we went to get on the subway on Sunday. It was the V line, and we went on 2nd Avenue and Houston Street, that stop. And we went down, and there, with the train that was waiting, was an old train from 1930. And we got on the subway, and it had all the advertisements from 1930, and it was soap for 5 cents. And it was amazing.
I've heard that train exists, but I've never met anyone who's actually been on it.
Well, it runs. We got on a 1 o'clock train. They said it runs from that station, the 2nd Avenue, Houston Street, to Queens Plaza, mm-hmm. and it runs every hour and a half. But the thing that was so fun is that as it pulled in, we went up to 49th Street, and as it pulled into the stations to watch all these people, you know, quote-unquote jaded New Yorkers, I mean, people were just giddy. They were just so excited.
And I have to I have to say, I have to tell you, I'm giddy about number 29. I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute. But my guest, I have to thank him first, has been New York Magazine senior editor David Haskell. David, thank you so much for being
here. You're welcome.
Here.
Thank you.
The last number on the list is the ghastliest highway imaginable, and it can become a muse. We're talking about the BQE and Sufjan Stevens' music about it, and we're going to go out with it. Take a listen to this.